Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how lymphatic system detoxification helps young children with autism. Just recently, we did a podcast on how autism can be helped, different stages of autism, whether a child is young or older. Today we're concentrating on helping younger children. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. In 2006, I published an undetected acid-alkaline imbalance. My book explains how cellular waste is building in our body and brain, creating many of our health problems because we're overly acidic. Understanding this myth science, I developed LymphPractic. This is care for your lymphatic system, but when you maintain the lymphatic system, it helps the whole body. LymphPractic is very relaxing, and it's a fully closed session. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. Today I'm going to explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification in the body and brain. Taking steps to improve lymph flow can dramatically help someone with how someone with autism thinks and feels. When you have a child with autism, we really don't think about the lymphatic system. But we must really include this system of vessels and nodes because it cleans every system in the body. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection. The researchers said this will change how we think of problems with the brain. In 2017, the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid was found to be into lymphatic vessels. That means the health of the brain is really dependent on a healthy, flowing lymphatic system. When the lymphatic system, which has drains, one drain on either side of your neck, and I call it a drain, it's not really a drain, it's one lymphatic vessel that goes into your major vein, the subclavian vein, and all the lymph vessels in the body have to flow into that one vessel on either side of your neck, whether it's the head drains down or the body flows up. When those vessels in the neck become, right by the veins, become congested, then the rest of the body suffers. The lymphatic system must complete circulation and pick up cellular waste. If it can't do that, then our body, and especially our brain, fills with cellular waste. Even though I was discussing autism, if you have a child who is developmentally delayed, has ADHD or Asperger's, maintaining the lymphatic system can help many problems with how we think and feel. The lymphatic system maintains every system in the body, even the brain, directly or indirectly. The health of every part of the body depends on good circulation. The lymphatic system is a whole separate system of our body, like our blood system, but it's a one-way river that must complete circulation. So when our lymphatic system is not able to flow, then parts of your body don't have complete circulation, waste is not being removed from them, and they're filling with cellular waste. There's a lot of controversy about autism and immunizations. I don't want to go into that. What I want to talk about is in how I believe how we are missing how repeated inflammation from monthly immunizations is a contributing factor in autism. Now, when we receive vaccinations, immunizations, and I've seen children, they come to me after immunization, the day after, to get a session, and they have rashes on their legs, or they have a little fever. They're not feeling well. We're promoting some type of inflammation every month. And when we promote inflammation, we're creating extracellular waste in the body. So in autism, you see multiple problems, not just cognitive decline. We see digestive disorders. We see skin problems like eczema. The lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, helps to reduce inflammation and toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body and brain. When the lymph system is not working optimally, your body and brain can build with cellular waste similar to log jams in a river. We all have that. I remember when I was a kid watching TV and they showed how loggers would walk out on these log jams on a river and push one or two logs out of the way and the river would start flowing. Well, that's exactly what we need to do in our body. We need to open up circulation by removing this cellular waste that is creating log jams in the body. When the lymph system is not working optimally, your body and brain can... I already did that. In some individuals with autism, you can see the inflammation on their skin. I mean, it's hot when you touch it. It's red. It's inflamed. That same thing is happening in the body. Today, I'm concentrating on younger children because there's a need to understand this. Most parents are doing a lot of supplements. They're doing behavioral therapy. We're doing detoxes. And again, they may even touch on the lymphatic system with supplements, but we need to manually drain the lymphatic system. It becomes much more powerful. So what we need to do with children is to balance pH and improve lymph flow, which improves circulation and detoxification to reduce inflammation and toxicity. And then we see a little bit of a clearing. It's almost like a veil is removed from them. And that's a minor benefit. Sometimes I see much more benefit with children. One young girl I worked with, in her first session, she was about 5 years old. Her parents were already giving her, they were on to giving her a lot of supplements and working with the autism. And this girl came in to me with hand-eye fixations, her shoulders up around her ears, bloated belly, very quiet, no emotions, just wouldn't move very slowly. And after my first session of opening her lymphatic system, she changed. She just jumped off my table where it took her a few minutes to get up on my table. I had to help her. She was very slow moving. She, as soon as my session was over, she asked if she can get up. She jumped off my table, put on her sneakers, which her mother normally says takes 15 minutes, and the kid ran out of my office. The mother was shocked. They were already giving her supplements that, again, helped to balance the body. And they really didn't understand acid alkaline balance, but they were doing a lot of supplements. All I had to do was open up the lymphatic system, and it made a change. Before I tell you what you can do to help autism in young children, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphractic, which is a fully closed session. I tune up the lymphatic system. It's very relaxing. I've not had a child with autism who did not want to get up on the table. Sometimes it may take a little coaxing at first, but it feels good to them. It makes their body relax. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out our upcoming virtual course, Lymphatic System Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help improve the lymphatic system. In my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published 2006, I go into detail on how many health problems, and I have 3 chapters on autism, how the lymphatic system not being able to clean us is contributing to many of our health problems, especially autism. And I hope you notice that I talk a lot about autism. I mean, over the last, decade since writing my book, that's been one of my priorities, is to get parents to understand this information. Now, studies on inflammation identify another critical problem for children with autism. Their high inflammation levels are accompanied by impairments in their ability to remove inflammation, meaning they don't detox well. This has a lot to do with whether the lymphatic system is functioning optimally or sluggish. So, to get the lymphatic system flowing, and again, this will be different for each child, whether a child will eat some healthy food or they only eat specific foods, but we have to look at what your child is eating. Are they mostly eating acid foods? And if you can get a pH test strip, pH is the potential of hydrogen, and we want to know, is your child saliva and urine, you buy a pH test strip at a health food store or online, I like the company Voxa, and you check if they are, if their urine is overly acidic or if their saliva is overly acidic. And trust me, we're all overly acidic and just don't know, just don't realize it. And when we're overly acidic, our lymphatic system constricts, and then it can't clean the body and brain. So we want to really limit foods that are processed, wheat, sugar, and red meat. And I'm meaning limit. When we want to clean the child up, we have to really limit them for a little bit, maybe a week. An alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables. With children who won't eat more alkaline, supplements are important to help balance the pH and break down cellular waste in the body. Drink water with minerals, mountain spring water, alkaline water, reverse osmosis or distilled water. You have to add minerals to rebalance the water so it's not stealing minerals from your child. And look at how much water you give your children. I know when my kids were young, I'd always be saying, you know, here, have some water, and they'll take a sip and then leave it. So by the end of the day, the water's still sitting there. So actually know and be aware of how much water your child is drinking. So with my clients with autism, the parents start giving them a couple of alkalizing supplements like magnesium, one product called Buffer pH, which has potassium and other alkaline minerals. It also has homeopathics that relax the body and blood vessels. They take biweekly Epsom salt baths with baking soda in it, 2 cups of each, Epsom salt and baking soda. And they may just be in there for, at first, 10 minutes, then 20 minutes. That's all you need to be in there, about 20 minutes. And the most important is to take systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes really help to break down those log jams, to open up circulation. So they're a very important part of helping to open up the body. And if your child does not take supplements, it gets difficult. So training them to take supplements, and it really is about training, get a small, you know, something that they can take and have them practice swallowing a little pill. Maybe a vitamin D3 is a very tiny pill may help. So when you're talking about supplements, we want to do magnesium. And if they don't take a pill, again, Natural Calm is a great way to help them. Natural Calm is a powdered form of magnesium citrate, and it relaxes the body and brain. And I've seen clients who just took Natural Calm, a systemic enzyme, and Buffer pH, and Epsom salt bath, and within a few weeks, the child started being more behaved, more less aggressive, and again, reacting better, thinking a little bit better. It's not magic. This is real science. We have to make them more alkaline. Omega-3s help to reduce inflammation. So, and fish oils have been shown to work better than flax or omega-3 oils. Curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric. This is a powerful anti-inflammatory. And systemic enzymes we talked about work well to help break down your supplements and the waste. My idea of detoxification is very different. Help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation. I do this in my office by putting clients through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic system drainage. The parents are giving them better nutrition, better, more supplements. They're giving them Epsom salt baths, and we see a dramatic difference. You can do the same thing at home, learning to, again, self-activate or drain your child's lymphatic system. When we put the child through a detoxification, through a lymphatic system detoxification, we're creating a wave through their body. I call it a tsunami. Over a few weeks, we're improving circulation. It doesn't happen just doing it once a week. We have to do it a couple of times a week, a lymphatic drainage session. And it creates a wave through their body that pushes through blockages and can make a difference. I really have seen a very big difference. Some children went from autism down to ADHD. Some went, you know, from autism off the spectrum. So please, you need to learn about the lymphatic system. If you need to see what foods are acid and alkaline, get an acid alkaline food chart from my homepage. It's on the bottom. There's a link to it. It's so important to understand how to improve the lymphatic system in autism. If I can help you understand how to help your child, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. Next Thursday's show will be on why learn to self-drain your lymphatic system. Everyone needs to learn this. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful day.